On September the 8th, 2008, an ordinary day in a quiet neighborhood became the stage for an extraordinary act of love. Tom Vanderwooder was outside with his youngest son, Joseph, helping prepare their home for the coming winter. But in a single moment, their world changed. Tom looked up, and Joseph was gone. The cover of the septic tank nearby had collapsed. The small, fragile opening gave way, and Joseph, who lived with Down syndrome, had fallen into the darkness below. Tom ran to the tank. What he saw was every parent's nightmare. 6 feet down, his son was fighting for his life, swallowed by sewage and suffocated by toxic gas. He shouted for help. A workman nearby was sent to find Mary Allen, Tom's wife, and call 911. But Tom knew time was against him. Each second mattered. His son was drowning, suffocating. There was no choice. So Tom did what any father, guided by love, prays he would have the courage to do. He jumped in. Inside the tank, the air was poison. Methane and deadly gases burned his lungs. He could hardly breathe. Still, he lifted Joseph up, shouting, "You pull, I'll push." From above, the workmen pulled. Below, Tom pushed with every last ounce of strength. And then, as his body gave way to the suffocating gases, Tom collapsed. Yet, even in that moment, his final act was not for himself. He fell beneath Joseph, holding his son above the muck, his body becoming a living shield of love. When his wife Mary Allen arrived after calling 911, she saw what no wife ever wants to see: her husband, the man she loved, the partner with whom she had built a family, a faith, a life, was below, unconscious, giving everything for their son. All she could do was help the workmen hold Joseph up until rescuers came. The paramedics rushed in. They lifted Joseph from the pit, saving his life. Moments later, they brought out Tom's lifeless body. They tried everything, but Tom's earthly fight was finished. On that day, Tom freely gave up his life so that his son could live. In that selfless sacrifice, he reflected the greatest act of love, the very heart of the gospel. Jesus once said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Tom laid down his life for his son, and in that heroic fatherly love, we see the face of God, love that is stronger than death. Tom Vanderwooder was born in 1942 on a small farm in South Dakota. From the start, faith, family, and hard work defined him, but above those quiet fields, he dreamt of flying. That dream carried him into the Navy. In 1965, Tom Wooder began training as a pilot, mastering the A-7 attack aircraft. 3 years later, he deployed aboard the USS America during the Vietnam War. Between missions, he prayed at Mass and wrote letters home to Mary Allen and their two young sons, his faith steady, his love unwavering. After the war, Tom's sky shifted to commercial flying, but his true mission was at home. With Mary Allen, he raised 7 sons, anchoring their lives in nightly prayer. When schools drifted from the Catholic faith, Tom stood firm, moving the family to Virginia, where they built a home rooted in truth, simplicity, and community. On the 27-acre farm, faith wasn't hidden, it was lived. Each May, Tom and Mary Allen welcomed hundreds for a day devoted to the Blessed Mother. Rosaries, hymns, processions through the fields, farm animals wandering alongside the faithful. After prayer came joy, children diving into hay, neighbors sharing meals, and families united in faith. When their eldest son was ordained a priest, the celebration was in private. Once again, hundreds gathered on the farm, honoring Mary, Christ, and a new vocation. For Tom, flying had carried him across the skies, but his greatest legacy was here, on the ground, in prayer, in family. in the soil of Virginia, where faith came fully alive. Tom Vanderwoode, pray for us.